This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Friday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
Anytime you're going against a quarterback like Pat, you got to make sure that on the offensive side of the ball, you're doing everything right.
Listen, there's always somebody that you're trying to get past to accomplish the goal that you want to accomplish. There's always a challenge in front of you. It's just who that challenge is. And this week for us, it's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Flacco back to pass, pocket collapsing, and it's picked off. Taron Johnson at the 22, working his way back, cuts it all the way across the field, has Rasul Douglas blocking. Touchdown, Buffalo! Hand off, no, it's a keeper for Allen, through the left side, 10, 5, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Steps up in the pocket, throws, has Kincaid lunging into the end zone for the touchdown.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Football Friday brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We made it to Friday. Joe's off today. Nate Geary is in. My name is Jeremy White. Josh Schmidt putting that together to open up the show and start your Football Friday right. Good morning, everyone. We made it. Only... I'll do some math here, Nate. We got 4 hours now, and then there's One Bills Live and the afternoon show, and then Saturday, and then you and I are pregame.
11.
Okay, hours.
Yes.
A lot of hours left.
29?
Hours of coverage, and yeah, like 70 hours, or I don't know. I don't do the math.
I'm not a math guy, yeah.
We're getting there. We're getting there. Sabres won in overtime last night. That's fun, and that's great. Because they need wins and they're in a playoff race-ish. I mean, it's kind of a mess, but that's good news. So, you know, we'll touch on that a little bit. But it is Football Friday, and of course, we're gearing up for Bills-Chiefs. Last night, Washington and Philly was not as good a game as maybe you would have wanted. I would have expected a little more from Washington, but, you know, hey, that's how it goes. So the Eagles look good. Their defense, man, Philadelphia's defense, that's a team that hit on a couple of draft picks and a couple of young additions to their secondary. The Eagles look, they looked apart right now. So maybe they'll get some credit to be in the NFL's elite, like the Bills and Chiefs pretty much are universally considered to be. So one of the things about this game is, you know, I was listening, Amy Lawrence before us was talking about the games of the week, Nate. And she said it's between Bills, Chiefs, and Ravens, Steelers. And I don't disagree with that. There are a couple other good ones, too. Chargers, Bengals is not bad, right? But one thing about this game for Bills, Chiefs that's different from a lot of the others, and it's not just this week, but most weeks, is that neither one of these teams needs to win it to be thought of as elite. They were already there, right?
Yeah.
Last week, Pittsburgh got a win over Washington, and to me, that's a good win. And if they are to follow that up with a win over Baltimore, the shows will ask, is Pittsburgh on the level? And for the Bills, I don't think that question gets asked. I think they're just kind of given that spot. right? Because the resume over the last however many years from the quarterback, from the coach, the Bills are in a spot that it is not surprising to find them once again.
Yeah, you know, in Pittsburgh, I'm sort of hoping for that run to end, but I'm also sort of rooting for them to beat the Ravens. That's going to be a really conflicting game for me on Sunday. Is it because I don't fear at all the Steelers whatsoever? And should I worry a little bit about the Steelers, or are they the exact same team that they were last year?
They're not. I'll tell you why they're different. Their offense is serious. For the first time in 8 years, I mean, this is not, oh, look at Pittsburgh with a dried-up Ben Roethlisberger. They're 11-0. Look at Pittsburgh. They've found a way to, you know, 6-3 with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph. Like, they are real to me because they have an offense that's serious. So, to me, you know, that's what it is for me. And we talked about this Pittsburgh-Baltimore matchup with Scott Pianowski yesterday, and he brought up what I think is the right point. You think Pittsburgh-Baltimore, you think 16-13.
That's not going to be the case anymore.
No, yeah. This game should not be like that. This game should be the best these two offenses have maybe ever been. So I want to put it in the mix just because of the offense.
Do you think, too, that in a game like this, a divisional matchup, listen, every division game sort of has the same feel across the league, is even bad teams will play good games against division opponents, right? And that's why I think I should suspect the last three games of this year won't be a throwaway, because the Patriots are going to play the Bills hard in their final two games of the season, and maybe the Jets won't, because, you know, the Jets by then will probably have already given up if they haven't already. But I do view this game as, in referring to Steelers and Ravens, this will probably be the worst matchup for Baltimore all year, right? Like, because of the defense, because of TJ Watt, because of Patrick Queen, frankly. I mean, he's turned into a pretty darn good linebacker for Pittsburgh. It's a pretty big signing for them. But to your point, right now, the Ravens are without Kyle Hamilton. And that defense, but with Kyle Hamilton on the field, was 32nd in the league against the pass. I think I saw a stat that the Ravens are giving up more yards through the air per game than the Kansas City Chiefs are giving up total yards per game. So, yeah, it's bad in Baltimore, and they're facing a team that's finally using their superstar wide receiver down the field, and all it took were those moonshots that Russell Wilson throws down the field that are kind of 50-50 balls, borderline 50-50 balls, to sort of unlock their superstar. So, yeah, their offense, and Najee Harris looks like a kind of a different player, because there's actually a threat of a pass. Yeah. I don't know. I still just can't get there with fully fearing the Steelers, but I do want to maybe just put in the caveat that if the Bills are a bad matchup, if the Ravens are a bad matchup for the Bills, I kind of feel the same conversation should probably be said about the Steelers against the Ravens, because I think the Steelers can match up with what they do defensively on offense. For the Steelers, they can be physical, but I think they can also score points and throw the football, and I don't think that's a good recipe for the Baltimore Ravens right now.
Yeah, it's one thing about like rivalries and playing a team a bunch of times. Like, this kind of has parallels to Bills-Chiefs, and might be one of the reasons that, you know, we can get into the discussion about how much you take away from this game. Pittsburgh and Baltimore, it is the 36th time Mike Tomlin has coached against John Harbaugh this week. 36.
That's too much. That's too much.
It is too much.
There should be term limits on that.
Meanwhile, for Sean McDermott and Andy Reid, it's the 8th time in 5 years. Actually, probably more than that. I'm trying to think back, like Tyrod would have coached. Yeah, so it's got to be 9 times in 6 years, because before Josh Allen was here, the Bills were playing the Chiefs regularly, and McDermott would have had one matchup with Tyrod in Kansas City where he would have beaten the Chiefs right after they lost to San Diego in the Peterman game, or L.A., or whoever they were. So these two have gone head-to-head many times. McDermott has plenty of wins, and, you know, I was thinking about, I was thinking about this game like I am all the time this week, and kind of digging into the psyche of a Bills fan that says, well, I don't think I'll learn anything from this game. I want to twist it around in a way and say that that's actually a compliment to Sean McDermott in a way, because it's a special purgatory Bills fans are in right now with this matchup, which is, you know, they can beat them and the playoffs are all that matter to you, but you know they can beat them. Right?
Yep.
Why do you know they can beat them?
Because they have.
Yes. And the funny thing is, Nate, I almost want to – I've been searching for the words to say this, and here it is, 6 a.m. on Football Friday, and I got to see if I can walk my way to it. But is Sean McDermott's – what is his best trait or his best quality? Is it that we know he can beat Mahomes?
Yeah.
He has. Who else has beaten Patrick Mahomes more than – I know they put it on the screen, Josh Allen, 3 wins against Mahomes in the regular season. Those are McDermott wins, too. And other teams have great quarterbacks and go up against him. Maybe not the caliber of Josh Allen, but other teams have good quarterbacks. And McDermott does get those wins. So we've got this very strange life that we live where we need the guy that can beat the guy to prove he can beat the guy on a different day of the year. And other franchises might wonder if their coach can ever do it or if their team could really ever do it.
That's true. I think it's because, and I tried to articulate that. I was on a podcast yesterday talking about this, Jeremy, and you know, basically I'm trying to explain away the apathy that I have for this game. I feel nothing towards it. I'm not even really that excited, to be honest. It's weird. I'm having a hard time getting here for the game because I think a lot of it is kind of what you explained, but it's sort of like, they're the last hurdle. This has been a team, this franchise, the Bills, have been building towards beating. And the regular season wins, it looks like they know, they play differently. They coach differently. And then they get to the playoffs and they tighten up. And when the Kansas City Chiefs get to the playoffs, they play, both of these teams play different styles of play typically in the playoffs, right? The Bills in 2021 played the type of game that I think they have to try to get back to, which is being an absolute wagon on offense. Like 2021 to me was their, how do I want to put it? Like that was their moment in how they were playing and how they were succeeding and how they were winning games, right? And now they're doing the exact opposite. They are trying to take the air out of the ball. They're trying to run the football. They're trying to. That's not what the game plan called for in Kansas City in 2021. The 2021 called for, we're going to throw the football down the field and we are going to score points and as many points as we possibly can. And it's almost like they're scared to play that way. And Kansas City's not. Kansas City will, if you want Kansas City, Jeremy, to play the ground and pound game, they'll play it with you and they have confidence they'll beat you in it. The only team that has really forced them to play maybe a way that they didn't want to play or at least matched the level of play that they've been able to do is the Bills and I think the Cincinnati Bengals when it comes playoff time. They've been able to throw with the Kansas City Chiefs and score with the Kansas City Chiefs. In the last two matchups, Jeremy, just really haven't, well, the last playoff matchup and the regular season matchup, they won. But I don't know. I kind of want to see what this team looks like, how they approach differently this year, the playoffs when it matters. And it's not to say that a week 10 or week 11, whatever week this is, game, with some implications of the first overall seed don't matter. But I also, maybe in my heart of hearts, Jeremy, maybe it's as simple as this. Maybe this is just all a straw man argument for my lack of belief that there's a team capable of beating the Kansas City Chiefs twice in a season. I just don't think anybody's going to beat them twice. So don't beat them now. Don't waste the win. Like, go wait until January and beat them then. Because if you beat them now, they are the worst in that they will manufacture the dumbest chip on their shoulder, Jeremy. And all week it'll be, well, they beat us in the regular season and we got an axe to grind. I just don't even want to hear that crap. Like, I just want to say if they might not even play, Jeremy. They might not play in January. But I think there's a good chance they will.
I'm checking to see. When the Bengals knocked them out in the AFC Championship,
it was defense.
But had they played that year before?
They played in the regular season towards the end of the year, did they not? And Cincinnati beat them.
They did.
In the regular season, no?
No,
was that
a
different year?
The Bengals beat them twice in a month.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. 34-31 and then 27-24.
Yep. And then they haven't beat them since.
That is, they beat them the next year.
Did they?
Yes, 27-24.
In the regular season, but then lost in the playoffs?
Yes, they lost they lost the game in the playoffs with the kick that came because of roughing the passer out of bounds. You know, shocker, the Chiefs got a call. all right, 803-0550 is our number. See, I struggle with the whole you're not going to beat them twice. I struggle in a big way with don't waste the win now, because to my brain that sounds irrational.
It does, doesn't it?
It's the one thing.
I'm sorry. You know, for my irrationality.
It's all right. I mean, we're allowed to have rational opinions. But it's the one thing where, you know, anytime I hear someone say, well, I would rather, it's like, you don't get to choose. This is not, we're not making a bargain. I'm not offering you pizza or steak, and you're like, I'll take this one.
Jeremy,
like,
I am willing to make a bargain, though. I mean, like, I don't want to take that off the table.
Every Bills fan would, of course, say, I'll take a loss here if it means a win in January. But isn't it more likely, I mean, I'm thinking about football matchups and schemes, and you know, John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin maybe are a point for this. Maybe when there's 36 times you've played one another, you can't learn anything new. Or maybe in the 37th time you have Russell Wilson and all of a sudden John Harbaugh is not defending him the same way because Russell Wilson is not Kenny Pickett or whoever else the Steelers have rolled out forever. Because one thing about this Bills offense, I mean, you can make a lot say about the defense as well. One thing about the Bills' offense is that this Bills' offense looks nothing like the Bills' offenses that these teams have played in the playoffs mostly. Last year in the playoffs is kind of like a hybrid. It was on its way to what it is right now. And now I think that the short passing game for Josh Allen, the protect the football Josh Allen, not that that's ever been a problem against Kansas City in the playoffs. He protects the ball against them just fine. The diversified run game. You know, Nate, I had the stat that I've been going to all week that when these two teams play, Allen runs it double-digit times. He's done it 5 times in a row. And baked into that is he's been their leading ball carrier like 6 out of 7 times they've played. And what are the chances that that happens this time? Is it zero? There's no chance he has the most carries based on what this offense wants to be. But, you know, what's the best way to beat him? Like, let's talk matchups today. Let's talk about how the Bills get the win. What's the best way to beat him? Is it to run, control the clock, something that they did in the playoff game? They were with the ball, with a chance to win, which is something you might take every single time against this Kansas City team. I don't know what the right plan is. I always want them to be aggressive and winging the ball around the field, but I feel like that era of the Bills is, whether it's paused or it's gone, it's just different now.
But do you, I guess where I need to be with the Bills to feel like I'm going to feel the same way that I felt in 2021, which is I think the Bills should win the Super Bowl, is I need to know that if there's a game that requires you to play, I just want to know that the Bills are capable, but more important, willing to play however they need to play to win, and that they can play however they need to play. If they have to get into a shootout where they're going to throw the ball 45, 50 times a game, I want to know that they can and are willing to do it. And we haven't had to see that this year yet. They've come back, but, you know, like week one, they came back against there. By the way, I just want to make a note of this. I'm happy the Bills got Arizona early in the season. I just want to maybe note that. They look kind of like a dangerous team.
It's a much different team. Yeah.
They're a different team.
Then again, the Bills are a different team than they were at the beginning of the season, just because of the way that they have a little bit more from Keon Coleman, although he's out of this game, and Amari Cooper. Like, to me, Cooper is a big, big part of what you're talking about, what you want to see.
Yeah.
Cooper's a huge part of that.
Yeah, and I guess I'm of the mind. It's not that I don't like the way that they play now. I think they found what they want, right? They found a little bit of multiplicity to their offense. They can run traditionally, to your point. They don't have to run Josh Allen. Josh Allen doesn't have to be everything. And they were eventually going to have to find this to be their foundation. Their foundation was going to have to be, it can't all be Josh Allen. And they have at least found that foundation. But I also just need to know that if they need to, that they can go head-to-head with a team and just score points and outscore somebody. Because I don't, maybe, the Bills defensively, Jeremy, are going to be probably pretty hot and cold this year. There's going to be stretches where they're really good, and then they're going to go through some stinker stretches. And I think that there's more variability in this defense and their performance week to week than I've maybe grown accustomed to. And because of that, I don't know that I want to be able to go into a playoff game and think to myself, this is going to come down to which defense can get stops. Because I don't really think I want to live there in January.
803-0550 is our phone number. I think you and I are kind of aligned on what the defense looks like right now. We'll get to that a little bit more. Let's make some calls in here. Paul in Buffalo is first up. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Hey, boys, good morning. With the Bills and the Chiefs, Jeremy, I've talked about before, I feel the Chiefs are lucky like my old Yankees dynasty team was lucky. But now I've seen my first crack in that luck, and losing Harrison Butker is a big deal, and it will be a big deal in the playoffs because – this is a Kansas City team that has scrambled to win games, even though they are undefeated. And that is going to bite them at some point. I am sure of it. There is a crack in that armor. We'll see how it plays out. I'm more interested in what I saw from the Sabres last night right now. I saw a fully healthy Dahlin, which I think I've seen for about six or seven games now. And if you look at his stats over that span, that's a Norris Trophy defenseman. And I saw fully healthy Zach Benson last night. He's got three things I love. That kid has moxie, he's got hockey IQ, and he's got skills. You could put the number 48 on him, and if he speared someone in the groin, you'd say he's totally Danny Briere. Yeah. That's the only thing he hasn't done that is Briere-like, is be a little dirty. I love that kid. I can't wait to see him age and mature into who he's going to become because he looks like a big hit. Got to say it. So let's go, Sabres. You're one game from being above real 500. You can do it, and you can wait for Tage to get healthy because I think you got your superstar defenseman, and I think you got an emerging young star. I think we saw the workhorse from Whitehorse last night. Yeah. Now, I would have loved for him to score a goal at the 11-minute mark or the first period.
That
and
goal
the one
getting
that got taken away was garbage.
It's
that was
a travesty.
Garbage.
Yep. Absolutely.
That was an NFL referee call. It was so bad.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks,
and I
Paul.
Mean, like, over-under on penalties for the Bills game, 25?
Yeah. We got to get into the numbers of the officials. Thanks, Paul. A quick couple Sabres things. Benson is awesome.
He's great.
He's absolutely awesome. To me, like the next core of the Sabres, I felt this way about Paterka last year. Like he's my favorite player to watch every night. And Benson has taken a step to be that. He was always kind of fun to watch, but man, he's putting it together. Benson is just great. And that win last night is very big for them. The disallowed goal, I mean, I'm not the one to talk to on this because I'll just rant for hours about how we have absolutely lost the plot in sports on penalties, on replays, on rules officials stopping a game for 7 minutes so a rules official could come on and not tell you what the actual ruling should be, just walk around it for a while. A disaster. Cousins should have scored a goal. It was a great shift. He got robbed of that. We got robbed of that as well. The Butker point, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to mention, too, from my takeaway from last night's game, is yes, Benson's great, and yes, Dahlin had a heck of a game and gets the game winner. I am fully on the please do not get past November without getting Ryan McLeod extended.
Yeah.
Because the longer you wait on that, the higher his per year number is going to be. He's a player. He's getting his first opportunity to be a feature player. And all he's done since the start of the season is show you that he's more than a third line center. Then he gets into a second line role. And then yesterday, I mean, that pass to Tuck is skilled and as heady as you're going to get, and like the speed and the defensive metrics, which have always been great, now the offensive touch, like that's a very good hockey player. That trade is by far and away, now the bar is low because there hasn't been many of them, it's the best player acquisition in the Kevin Adams era. Like, don't mess it up by letting him become a $10 million player or something for somewhere else.
803-0550. We've got some Bills calls to get to. We'll get to those right on the other side. Mike, Anthony, stick with me. You got to help me as Nate tries to tell me this game is meaningless.
Meaningless.
Meaningless. Absolutely insanity. Absolute nuts. Beyond nuts. The CBS crew is going on the road for the first time ever for a meaningless game. Man, I have been telling everybody that calls in Kansas City, they have me on the show and say, what's Buffalo's vibe? I'm like, you got some crazy people that say the game means nothing. Anyway, we'll talk about it with you. 803-0550. What's the path to victory? What's your vibe for it? Jeremy and Nate in for Joe here on a Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Alex Tuck, scores! Alex Tuck got to a great spot, and he's tied the game at three with 7:03 to go in the third period.
One of the moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Alex Tuck, the equalizer, Rasmus Dahlin, the overtime winner. Interesting strategy from the Sabres there at the end of regulation. They get a delayed penalty and kill off a minute just holding the puck to get a full power play in overtime, which makes sense as an idea. I would simply ask one question. I don't know if it was asked in postgame. I went to bed. Would you do that against an Eastern Conference team? Would you do that against Ottawa? Because by doing that, you know, you give the Blues the point. Of course, if you're the Sabres, you don't care if that's the Blues. But if it's a team in your division, conceding a point there rather than take, you know, the 5-on-4 power play for 57 seconds, I don't think it would be a slam dunk. So, either way, interesting moments there from the Sabres game. Jeremy and Nate Geerian. Nate's in for Joe. It's Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law, Car Crash, Call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We are talking about this game. Nate is, I don't want to label it for you, Nate. Defense mechanisming. He is party pooping. He is, I don't know, what? The game's meaningless to Nate. He's having trouble finding any emotional attachment to it. Something, I don't know. You can self-describe here your emotion or lack thereof.
I feel a little dead inside about it. and maybe it's because even though they couldn't be any different in terms of like situations, but it sort of feels like it's got Bills Dolphins vibes, except the Bills actually do win sometimes. But it's maybe worse in a way in that no one, I don't really think if you're a, I mean, there are delusional fans in every fan base, but the delusional Miami Dolphins fans think that that's a team that can win a Super Bowl. And if you're a Bills fan, like, they've actually shown that they're good enough to get there. They just find ways to lose in heartbreaking fashion. So because of the way that the Chiefs have beat the Bills when it matters and when they've beat them, it gives me, like, you know, little brother vibes. And that's why it's just like if you've ever had an older sibling, I'm the older sibling, so I guess I'm trying to look at this from the reverse angle of this, which is like you finally beat your older sibling in something, but it still kind of doesn't matter because they still have the have the thing over you, if that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, until they beat them in January, I just, it's hard for me to get up for these games. That I can't explain in any other way. I just want them to get the monkey off their back. I want them to slay this dragon, and slaying them when there's not really a lot on the line feels like a waste of the energy a little. Do you know? Like, that's, I guess, where I get to is I just want to make sure that they have the best possible opportunity to beat them when it matters. And I just don't think the outcome of this game will really change that when it will matter.
803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550. I just think that some of the context about this matchup, we had Josh Allen had, how many games against the Chiefs has he had where we would say, oh, there's no doubt he will always be able to go toe-to-toe with Mahomes? Is it one or two of the seven? They've not all been great games. He's been really good. He's had almost perfect performances. And then you've had some that, I don't know, they weren't so great. What this all comes down to is 13 seconds. I know. It's how it works.
It does. It really does.
Put it this way. If McDermott and the Bills were to win on Sunday, and McDermott holds the Chiefs to 10 points, you can't tell me that would feel totally wasted. And you wouldn't feel some version of, listen, their offense, we know it's not as good as it used to be. Mahomes doesn't look right, and McDermott capitalized on it. I know the matchup is dubbed as Mahomes v. Allen. That's all the time. But Steve Spagnuolo has had some answers for Josh Allen in the playoffs. He's also had some struggles against Josh Allen. But McDermott in the playoffs against Mahomes, that's the biggest mismatch. Mahomes, you know, he steals his lunch money every time. They do not get to Mahomes in the playoffs.
They don't.
They do not turn him over in the playoffs.
They don't.
They do in the regular season. So here I am making the counterpoint to my own point, but because you can't exactly prove it Sunday. But I just can't, I can't buy that what I'm going to see has to be some sort of lie as opposed to a potential indicator of what could happen in a return matchup. Let's get a couple more calls on this to discuss Bills and Chiefs. We'll go back to the phones. And next up, we'll go to Anthony in New York City. Anthony, good morning.
Nate, what's wrong with you? If you have any chance in the one seed, we have to beat them Sunday. Right or am I wrong?
Yeah, that's you're right. Right. You're
that's
right.
Right. Not just, Anthony, not just any chance at the one seed. I was on in Kansas City yesterday with our buddy Carrington Harrison, who talks Chiefs.
I heard you.
He said, you know, the way he put it was, if the Chiefs win this game, they have basically a four-game lead. And my comparison was, if the Chiefs win this game, they get to be a college football team taking a month-long bowl season break until they have a meaningful game again. And everybody can get healthy. There's a point to be made here that, whatever, mutually assured destruction is a phrase popping into my head, because if the Bills lose, one of the benefits will be they will also probably have 2 to 3 games, rest, load manage, but that advantage will be wiped away by the Chiefs also getting that. And if you win Sunday, you keep them honest for like 6 weeks.
I don't know, guys. I guess what I want to at least acknowledge in this whole conversation in the you know, Anthony calling in to yell at me. Do we all think, just because, I don't know, there's always this level of hypothetical when we're talking about the Chiefs. Isn't that right, though? Like, there's always the conversation about Chiefs games never is actually about what happens. It's about what didn't happen or what should have happened. And that's why it's like, I don't know. I'm just so hesitant to feel like I want to feel for this game, because if the Bills win, sure, they're a half game out of out of the number one seed. But the Bills aren't going to probably run the table. And that's probably what they're going to have to do to win the one seed, because the Chiefs aren't going to lose more than 2 games this year. They're just not. Like, they're going to have the same record. The Bills are going to have the tiebreaker. That's what's going to have to happen. And I don't see that realistically becoming the reality. It's then, hey, we'll all feel better, right? Everyone's going to feel good. I will still feel good if the Bills beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm just not going to feel any different. Like, I'm not going to be upset and on the overtime show on Sunday yelling about the opportunity lost if the Bills lose the game.
I feel like I want to throw a million scenarios at you. Like, Amari Cooper goes for 150 and two touchdowns. You don't feel any different?
No, not really.
They've never tried to stop Amari Cooper and Josh Allen before.
That's true.
And if all of a sudden it pops off, if you're Kansas City, don't you have to say, well, okay, we'll adjust. We'll try to adjust, but that is different. The matchup gets different every year.
I have such a bad take, Jeremy, for you right now.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God, I have such a bad take for you. I'd rather Cooper not play in this game.
Oh, my. Why don't you say Josh? You want to say Josh?
No, I just...
Be real. Go all the way. Just sit Josh. What is he playing for?
I don't want to... Listen, when I was on this podcast with Matt Verderam yesterday, he agreed with me that neither of these teams, if it's fourth and three in the fourth quarter, I genuinely don't believe either of these play callers will go with their best play. Like, these teams are going to posture in this game scheme-wise. They're not going to show each other what they want to do. They're gonna run the plays they have to, but they're not gonna throw the plays out that they're gonna wait. So if they're posturing, which I genuinely think they will, I don't think they're gonna run their best fourth and three play, their best third and five play. Like, I think they're gonna hold those close to their chest. So if they're both posturing each other, why am I supposed to make this more than it is? Right? Like, why is a fan supposed to be more excited about an all-out battle against, you know, I think it just is such a media-driven matchup because it's a media league and this is a quarterback league and a quarterback matchup that it's a quarterback matchup that they're going to turn around and hand the ball off 30 times a game or in this game.
They both might do that.
Yes.
They both might, yeah. 803-0550. I've got a stat of the day for you on the Chiefs when we return and more of your calls to give us a ring. Stat of the day is going to, you know, it's going to make you think about those Chiefs and just how good they are. And if you don't think they're that good, then maybe you would be concerned about the Bills losing to a team you don't think is that good. If this were the Broncos and they were 9-0, would you say it was meaningless? Probably not, because they haven't lost to the Broncos in the playoffs three times.
True.
All right, 803-0550, Football Friday on WGR.
Chiefs in Denver late October last year. That was the last time they met until today. 35-yard field goal Lux. For Boney the snap, Riley the hold, Lux the kick to win it. Oh! Blocked! The Chiefs have won! The Chiefs have won!
As last week, Chiefs win on a blocked field goal. Had that gone through, this would be Sunday for the number one spot in the AFC. It is Buffalo Bills Football Friday. Got a stat of the day for you. Stat of the day. Doug Clawson of CBS Sports dug this one up. Nate's in for Joe. The 3-7 New Orleans Saints have spent more time leading in games than the 9-0 Chiefs.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Man, to say as you are that this game doesn't even get your emotions, you hear that block kick highlight and you think the most annoying team on earth just won again and you can't even get up for that?
No.
Carlin's
call was too good.
It was a good call. You can't even get up for smacking a team that is just annoying? I'm going to work on you. 803-0550. Jeff in Hamburg. Is Jeff still there? We still have Jeff?
Yes, I'm still here.
Go ahead, Jeff.
What's going on, guys? I just wanted to say, I thought, like, from the moment Benson almost stepped on the ice, he reminded me of Breere. He's just always around the net. He knows how to find, like, these little spots that no one can seem to find them before he gets a shot off. The backhander he scored the other night was ridiculous. He was, like, in tight, and he got it way up real fast. And I also feel that way about McLeod. I think these guys are the guys. Like, Thompson's a toy. He's a nice toy, but he's a toy. Benson, McLeod, those kind of guys are the guys that are going to win playoff games for him. I mean, they're diggers, but they also have talent. And McLeod can fly.
And McLeod's probably their fastest skater. Thanks, man. Sabres got a big win, overtime win against the Blues last night. Hopefully Tage returns soon. I mean, he's one of the best 5-on-5 scorers in the league. He's a great player. And, you know, getting Tage out there would allow Benson and McLeod to get whatever, better matchups. McLeod, though, you know, playing the first line center role was not that bad last night. 803-0550, our phone number. Mike in Tonawanda. Mike, good morning.
Morning, guys. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Mike.
I got a couple of points real quick. One, I half agree with Nate, because I felt the same way during the offseason. I said to myself, they could beat the Chiefs 50-0 in this game, and it won't mean much to me. In a sense like that, I agree. But the other part, too, is like, they kind of want to get the win, because there's no guarantee. I mean, people keep talking about when they meet and get in the playoffs again. There's no guarantee that's going to happen. I mean, and this is going to be the year I feel like there's not going to be no Skylar Thompson wildcard teams. All these wildcard teams are going to potentially get in. It's, you know, there's no guarantee. And another part I want to say, too, full disclosure, I've always been a Peyton Manning fan. That was my guy since day one. So I was there during the Manning and Brady rivalry and everything. And I noticed a lot of the times, too, when Peyton played Brady in the playoffs, they didn't necessarily play the Patriots' best teams. Even though the Patriots were the number one or two seed that year, that wasn't their best teams. And I noticed those ones that Peyton won. But also, too, that you had the opposite problem, too, because the years where the Patriots had the better team, Peyton would lose to, like, the Jets or the Chargers or things like that. So it could go that way, too. And also, too, but you could be like Ben Roethlisberger. They always had a problem with the Patriots. But two of their championships, actually three of their championship runs, came without having to see the Patriots at all. The Patriots got beat by the Jets the division round or the Ravens or what have you. You know what I mean? So it could go one way or the other, you know, where, you know, and honestly, I don't care if the Chiefs are 9-0 or not. I don't think this is their best team they've ever had. You know, so I do see flaws. So if they do meet again in the playoffs, if that does happen, I mean, it doesn't matter what happens here. Yes, I still want to beat them, because you still want to fight for that number one seed for the first reason I said, because there's no guarantee. I mean, say you're the two seed, you got to face Cincinnati the seventh seed if they get in. I mean,
I like that. Thanks, Mike. We're up against the break. I like that point. We're going to call that improving the game plan, because I think the AFC field is improved. 5-6-7 to me, right? Whatever, it's November 15th, but 5-6-7 to me looks stronger than 5-6-7 have looked in years past. In years past, that's been, I mean, we've seen it with the Bills, Skylar Thompson Dolphins, it's Mason Rudolph Steelers, it's even Philip Rivers Colts. Like, I just feel like this year's 5-6-7 looks stronger. Improving the game plan, brought to you by Bath Fitter. Improve your bath in one day with Bath Fitter. It just fits. Wide open segment on the other side. We'll get more of your phone calls. If you can join us, Jeremy and Nate, on what the game means to you going in. Nate's a little hesitant to give it really much. We'll talk about the meaning of the game, how the Bills win it, you're dead inside, the AFC playoff picture, all coming up here on Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law, Car Crash Call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Sub. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.